Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Skies are clear and sunny across most of Israel today. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. Jerusalem feels the warmth too, while Haifa enjoys a mild breeze. It's a beautiful morning across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Trump considers expanding military operations in Iran, possibly seizing islands near the Strait of Hormuz. This comes from earlier reporting today. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Trump is exploring increased airstrikes and ground action in Iran. Officials are discussing potential attacks on fortified complexes. This report came out earlier today. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights a shift in the recruitment of Haredim, indicating changes within the community itself. The report surfaced just 38 minutes ago. Separately, JNS shares an exclusive interview with Israel's ambassador to the U.S., who asserts peace comes from defeating aggression and terrorism. This conversation followed talks in Rome earlier today. And finally, 24 News reports that Iran released a detained American as U.S. Central Command completes another night of strikes against Iranian targets. This was reported 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English reports that Vice President Vance accuses certain groups in Israel of campaigning against the U.S.-Iran deal. This was posted just 15 minutes ago. Tomer Persico comments that a new law for gender separation in campuses is ineffective and part of a broader religious agenda in Israel. His analysis was shared 22 minutes ago. Al Arabiya English reports that Israel's Supreme Court has suspended a law that would have blocked the arrest of ultra-Orthodox men refusing military service. This update came 48 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Iran. According to Walla, President Trump is weighing a significant military expansion, including the capture of strategic islands. This move could escalate tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial maritime passage. The potential for regional conflict remains high, affecting global oil markets and diplomatic relations. Turning to domestic issues, Israel Hayom reports a quiet shift in the recruitment of Haredim, suggesting internal changes rather than legislative influence. The freeze on draft dodger arrests might stir debate in the Knesset, but the real transformation is happening at the community level. The implications could redefine the relationship between the state and religious communities. Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the U.S. emphasized dismantling Hezbollah and weakening Iran as key to regional stability, according to JNS. His comments followed diplomatic discussions in Rome, highlighting the ongoing focus on security and cooperation between allies. This perspective underscores the importance of international alliances in maintaining peace. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that the rise of artificial intelligence is reshaping startup economics with a surge in solo founders. The report finds that 1 in 4 startups is now spearheaded by a single entrepreneur, as investors seek proven expertise. This shift could influence investment patterns in Israel's tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the inauguration of a public birthday park in Ma'alot Tarshiha. The unique park, Motek Shel Park, offers families a new leisure destination at the city's water tower complex. The project reflects ongoing investments in community infrastructure. And finally, Globes reports that Israel Discount Bank is considering merging its subsidiary, Mercantile Discount Bank, into itself. This potential merger is part of strategic financial consolidations within the banking sector. It could lead to more streamlined operations and enhanced services for customers. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.